Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
La 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 la, it's snowing now. It's snowing in Louisville today. And this snow, we just talked about, there was like a 30% chance, and I'm like, it looks like more like 100.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, my driveway is completely covered right now.
We were just complaining about possibly being like 70 on Christmas, and now we're like,
it's snowing.
It's snowing.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But on top of having the first snow, we have our Heidi in the studio today for the first time.
Yay!
First of many. I have
first
a feeling.
Of many,
first
yes.
of many.
I think I she's definitely going to be a guest.
I'm already super fangirling on her because I've already been stalking your page for a long time, for about a few months. I'm like, this girl's too cool.
Aw, thanks. At least somebody
awesome.
Thinks I'm cool.
Oh, you've got one and two right here.
Oh, good. I have a fan club.
I do.
It's good. So, how are you known throughout Louisville?
Well, I am known as the wig lady, pretty much. I have the honor and pleasure of giving women their new hair. So, yes, I'm cancer survivor, and I opened up my heart and soul awakenings. In September of 2016, I opened my business up online, and I started selling cancer gift baskets.
Oh, cool.
Yep, and then I quickly just fell in love. I have no patience, so I fell in love with my new business, and then I opened up my first business in May of 2017.
Mm-hmm. So your first, like, brick-and-mortar
yes.
retail shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And what do you guys, what do you provide at Awakenings Boutique?
Fabulous wigs, fabulous
yes.
hair, and we also provide cancer essentials.
Georgie's going crazy.
I know. You push play and she starts barking. I am so sorry.
She wants to participate.
She really does.
We have a variety of just everything. We have cute gifts, clothes. We have specialty skincare, essential oils, hats. Chemo accessories. Mm-hmm. We have recovery items, so compression. But what we do really well and what we are known for is, like I said, giving women their new hair.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We do a lot of hair in there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the different types of wigs that are available at your shop?
Well, they're synthetic, which is what I'm wearing now, mm-hmm. Miss Curly Q.
I love this look, by the way. It's so cute.
Awesome. Yeah, she's fabulous. And what's really great about synthetic hair is they always stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't apply any heat to them, but you just put them on and go.
How did it become curly without applying heat?
They permit or curl it, so it's set. So when she gets to me, she's like this. Just
okay.
put her on.
She's good to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I buy mostly from Jean Renault because of their quality. Mm-hmm. And they're the Starbucks of the world.
In the hair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have human hair wigs as well. So a little bit more maintenance. It's just like our regular human hair. It reacts to the environment. But you can curl it, style it. And for those customers who really love to do their hair, you know, it's a great option as well. And then we have hair toppers. So we have a large clientele that is suffering from alopecia, permanent hair loss, genetic. We're seeing thyroid disorders as well. So a lot of women coming in and their hair is thinning due to thyroid disease. Depression, anxiety. We see a lot of women in.
Wow, so this is not just cancer. This is you're providing a service. Yeah. So what did you notice in Louisville and that this was there a hole in this market? And why did you decide to do this?
Well, when I opened up my first store, it was, you know, the wigs were part of it, but we did a lot of other stuff as well. And then what I found, what I was really, really good at is the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came naturally to me. And I found in my business to provide a safe environment for all women, their caregivers and their family. So it's really set in a boutique setting. We have a huge like family table in the back so loved ones can sit without hovering over. And then we have private rooms as well. So I just found that these women have been suffering for so long. They haven't gone out of their house. They don't know how to deal with the hair loss. They don't know what to do. They go online and they see a lot of professional models, you know, modeling these wigs. And there's a lot of anxiety around that and losing your hair. So it takes a lot of courage to walk in to a store to pick out your new hair. And I say new hair because they're much more than just wigs and hair pieces. Like, there's somebody's hair.
It is. And it's something that you feel confident. Like, when you're having a great hair day, there is confidence that comes with that. So you were essentially just giving women back a piece of confidence that they may have lost hope that they're never going to find again.
Yeah.
And what I absolutely love about this store, I mean, I've been in and it's
gorgeous.
You walk in and you just... It's so inviting, and I love that you created a community and like a safe space for women to come in, completely be themselves. And I was actually blown away at the like just the amount of hair that you guys have.
It's a lot of hair.
A lot of hair.
It's great. But there's so many different styles. I mean, there really is something for everyone. And I loved that you had like the little private studio spaces that you have for consultations. I mean, that brought a tear to my eye because I can only imagine. It's so hard to open up about what you've gone through and then to have someone who you're like, okay, I'm at my most vulnerable state. I'm not sure I want anybody else knowing what I'm going through right now, but you've given them a place to sit and you can talk to them. And it's, I mean, these little spaces are so just quaint and they make you feel like you are in a safe space. So, I mean, if nothing else, Katie, you've created a beautiful community for women to just feel so safe. And that's really special.
And I mean, it's an honor to be able to help these women and that they trust me with their hair. And every time they walk out and they're smiling and they have more confidence, I always thank them for trusting me with their hair. And I know that's something simple, but it does mean that much to me. And then what's really magical is when you see someone, a woman walk in and she's, I don't want anyone to see. I want to go in the private room and, you know, and then as, you know, the store kind of just...
That's this magic.
Yes. And the collaboration of women who don't even know each other. And then you see these women who are at first, I don't want, come out of that room and go into the open space and feel comfortable. You know, and that's what I see mostly. And then when I help women take their hair, because they're going to be losing it, you know, due to cancer treatments, chemo, you know, they come in so broken. But then they leave so much better.
Now, do you have a space where you can help them? Like, do you help them shave their head? Yeah. Or
Wow. I cut their hair and shave it for them. And I shave my own head. So when I do that, I'm always, you know, bald as well.
Great. I think that also offers like a camaraderie. I would love to. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And they see I don't have hair, and that I'm wearing the wigs, and immediately. They just feel more relaxed and like, okay, I can do this. I can wear a wig too, you know? And being bald is not ugly. Like, we're very beautiful, all women. And when you decide to take your own hair, you're deciding to take control. And a lot of times it's the first time, especially when you're diagnosed with cancer, it's the first time in weeks that you feel like you're in control over something. So it can be very empowering.
Oh, gosh, I never thought of like that aspect of it, but you're absolutely right. That's a great point.
So it sounds like you have some experience in this, about the feelings and everything. Can you walk us through that? What did you have? Are you a cancer survivor yourself?
I am, yes. And we're all survivors from the moment that we're diagnosed. So everyone that walks in the door is already a survivor. So I really preach that as well, you know, and get them more comfortable as, you know, you don't have to be at the end to be a survivor. But yes, in 2015, I was 38, just turned 38, had a great job, had, you know, living the life. I was a stepmom, you know, laid by the pool. I, you know, kind of just, I loved it. I thought I had the perfect life. And then I was diagnosed with stage 3 uterine cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in perfect health, you know, so. And then facing losing my long blonde hair, it pretty much almost did me in. It was so much worse than the diagnosis itself.
Really?
Yes. And not knowing what that will look like and having to go into a store and look at all this hair and all these wigs, like, it's an awful feeling. Nobody looks forward to picking out their hair. Mm-hmm. So through that experience and just the feelings, you know, cancer beats you up pretty quickly. And you try to stay so strong for everyone. And then people would say, oh, it's just hair. You know, it'll grow back. And yes, it will grow back, but it's my hair. Like, I am going to be losing it, and I have to wear this ugly thing called a wig for the next 9 months. So I really found my strength to fight when I took my own hair. So I cut my hair and then ended up shaving it. Mm-hmm. And I did that by myself because I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to break down. I don't want anybody to see me. I'm just going to do this, you know, in private. But that's when I truly began to fight for my life. Like, it was on from there. And I promised cancer that I would forever be its worst nightmare.
Amen, sister.
I walked downstairs.
It's the reckoning moment.
I know. I was just like, it's on. And I walked downstairs. My husband was watching TV. I walked downstairs. He's like, oh, because I was bald. Yeah. He's like, okay, when did this happen?
Just now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here. Yeah. Here so right now. I told him very calmly, I'm like, I'm not going to go back to work. And he was like, well, maybe we should talk about this. Okay. And I said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going back. I'm going to do something different. I don't know what that is, but it was a game changer. And, you know, through that process, looking at the Heidi pre-cancer, it was very selfish, very, you know, always had the best outfits, Louis Vuitton. I always, you know, it was just very much about having all the finer things, throwing parties. I had a lot of time for myself, but I didn't have a lot of time for my family. You know, mm-hmm. I just was climbing that corporate ladder. And then it's very humbling to lose your hair and to be diagnosed with cancer and to face 9 months of not feeling well and going through all of that. So mm-hmm. it really changes your perspective on life. I started to become more grateful. I started to look at my blessings. I started to love in ways that I never thought I could. And I started to give more of myself. Mm-hmm.
When you say give more of yourself, what do you mean by that?
My time, my love, wanting to help others. It wasn't about me anymore. You know, I missed a lot for the first 38 years of my life. So I finally felt that I was awake for once in my life. I felt like I saw things for what they really are mm-hmm. or were. And I was awake. I was ready to live my life.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. So much. I just love it.
Hold on, guys. I don't know.
I didn't bring the tissue, but I got some socks over here. Hold on. Is that where you came up with the name?
Awakenings. Mm-hmm. It's two parts. So awake. I felt like I was awake in life. And then my treatment ended in the spring. So I felt that was a new beginning.
This just past spring or the spring after?
The spring after. Okay. So 3 years ago I was going through treatments. But my treatment ended in April. And I just felt that was a new beginning. So mm-hmm. awakenings and mm-hmm. kind of came together.
I love to hear the story of, like, when you have a baby of, you know, this... your shop mm-hmm. is your baby, and like, well, how did you come up with the name? I always love that because it's such a personal story. Yeah. And
it is.
I mean, it means, I feel like it means so much more when you hear it from, mm-hmm. you know, from the owner. You're like, oh man.
Yeah, there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I love that.
And I had time to, you know, through my treatment, because I had to step away from my corporate job. Mm-hmm. And I was very blessed that I had time to focus on my health and, you know, fighting the devil. But I also had time to write about this place that I was going to build, or mm-hmm. at first it was just a thought. Mm-hmm. And as I journaled and wrote, it came alive,
you know?
And I did have to go back to corporate world and for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then in that September, 1 year after being diagnosed, I opened Awakenings Online.
So what did you offer there on the online?
Gift baskets. So, like if baskets that say chemo crap, and, you know, fun stuff, snarky cards, honoree cards,
which Shannon loves those, by the way.
Oh, they're my favorite.
Everyone loves them. They're pretty hilarious. And, you know, some of my memories of my customers, my last memories of them have been laughing at mm-hmm. that table or, you know, that section, even when they're facing death, just to be able to provide that laughter or that light within the darkness is pretty amazing. So snarky cards, you know, recovery items, shower shirt, robes, fun, like lavender boot, you know, booties and and spa like stuff. And so, yeah, that's how I started.
That's so cool. So then you realized you wanted to open a brick and mortar. So
yes.
So was this in your journal? Was this in your plan?
It was, but so I don't have a lot of patience. And I was still at my corporate job, and I got a call from my boss, and he told me that senior management was not so happy about my newfounded business, even though it was online and I wasn't.
What?
Yes. And he said that I needed to write an email explaining that my new business had nothing to do with Starbucks, and it came secondary. And
so were you at Starbucks? That was your corporate job?
Yes.
Before? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I did this on the side. Okay. You know, and I said, okay. And I hung up the phone and I called human resources and I said, I'm putting in my notice. And then I wrote him an email that wasn't the email that he wanted. And I said, thank you for everything, but I'm leaving the company.
Yeah. What would they have had a problem with?
I think they wanted to make sure that I was focusing on my job and not...
Right. Not creating this on their dime type.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Which...
Stealing... Yeah. I mean...
I get it.
I understand it.
Sure.
Yes. So it was a side hustle, which we...
Yes. I love side hustle.
Because side hustles can become your primary hustle. Mm-hmm, they should never be ignored. That little light that you have inside, and if it's calling you,
yes.
Yeah.
Go for it.
You gotta fan that flame, girl.
Yes.
You did. I mean, now you're like this giant bonfire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I just knew, and I, you know, Starbucks was really good to me. You know, they were wonderful to me when I had to step away. And, we didn't leave, you know, I didn't leave on bad terms. I just knew in that moment that I don't want this to be secondary, you know, and I'm just done, you know, with the corporate world.
Well, your priorities shifted and you found, like you said, like you have this awakening. And I mean, what are some other things that cancer taught you?
Well, it taught me what cancer can't do. I think a lot of times we focus on what cancer takes from us, and that's easy to go down that that hole. But I have awakenings because of cancer, you know, and I get to shine light within darkness, like I said, and that's a win against cancer. Mm-hmm. Every time I give someone their new hair or help them take their hair, all of these beat up this devil, cancer.
Right.
And then you start sharing that passion and that mindset with other women, and then they start having that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And you help them fight. You know, you help them begin their fight and help them become very fierce. I have a lot because of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And
would you say that you're like a better wife or mom or just...
Better person.
Better person.
Yeah. I still have my moments.
That just means you're human.
I'm like,
I could get a little grouchy, but no.
Oh my gosh.
I'm completely, you know, it's, and I do focus a lot of my time as, you know, building awakenings, and I need to work on that as well, of being, you know, a mom as well, and a wife, because awakenings can at times consume me. So I think that's just will be an ongoing battle for me, is kind of juggling and prioritizing.
I totally feel that. I mean, as someone who works outside of the home and still tries to manage part-time stay-at-home stuff, I'm like, this is, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. And you ask yourself, is it worth it? And every day, if you get up and you're like, it's still worth it. And you're like, all right, the fight's still here. I'm going. That's what we do.
Yeah. And I, my faith is so much stronger. And, you know, God really helped me through that trying time. And I blamed myself at first for having cancer. And that's another thing that kind of goes along with the grief. Because you mourn yourself in what you used to be. You mourn your old self. So, you know, I relied on God to help me forgive myself and to move forward and fight. And I still rely on Him. There's times where I'm like, okay, you know, this is taking so much of me emotionally, physically, is it worth it? Is this what I'm supposed to do? And he always answers in some way.
In some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So
that's great.
I think now, we're always taught to question.
Yeah.
Keep questioning yourself. I think that's why we're here on Earth, is to keep questioning everything you're doing. Because if you're still questioning it, then you're still creative.
Yeah.
You're still growing. And you're still trying to do better.
Yeah. I'm always trying, to figure out how to be a better person, a better mom, to give more, and that question, okay, is this what I'm really supposed to do?
Right.
And it's hard, having a new business and all of your money is tied into the business and you're going to say, okay, is this what I'm really supposed to do? And it's always yes.
Mm-hmm. It's always yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So far.
When I see those faces on your Instagram or on your Facebook feed, and I mean, I'm super inspired, and not even being a cancer survivor, so I'm just so happy to have this light in our city.
It's a true testament
how amazing that you are. So if someone out there is struggling or kind of going through this, what would be the piece of advice that you would give to them?
It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel defeated and to feel sad. It's okay to be upset about losing your hair. A lot of times, almost every time, if someone's facing losing their hair due to chemotherapy, and they come in, I shouldn't feel so upset about losing my hair. I mean, I could have it so much worse. And you do feel that. But yes, it's okay to be upset about losing your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will tell you how strong you are, so you feel like you have to be strong all the time. I remember silently crying in the bathroom, silently crying in the corner, silently just crying by myself because I didn't want my family to worry. I didn't want them to see me broken. I didn't want to scare them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you have to cry. You have to let yourself mourn and cry and be scared. And you have to really lean on your caregivers and other people, because I think you're always so worried about everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be all right. You all are going to get through it, but you need to lean on them a little more and let them see the pain.
Emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's my biggest piece, is just to feel. And
I love that.
Yeah.
Feel the big emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about that over here.
And to be scared and then to be angry and to be really upset about losing your hair and all those feelings. Because if you put those aside, I mean, they're going to come back up.
And probably
come back up at a time where, it's going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest piece.
I love that.
Yeah,
what would you say for a caregiver or a friend or a spouse who is watching their loved one go through cancer? What do you say? I mean,
it's a hard
one. What do you not say? I mean,
that's a great one. But I would love to know what not to say to somebody.
Well, the caregivers oftentimes, they get overlooked. So it's always about the patient, but they're going through, and I can't speak so much from a caregiver's point of view, but they're taking care of you, of the patient, and there's really nobody taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So my piece of advice there is to, with families, just to make sure that the caregiver is also receiving some care themselves. Sorry, what was the other question?
Just what were some things that you don't say. Yeah, don't say this.
So don't tell somebody the reason why they got cancer.
Oh, that's people say that?
Oh yeah.
Oh mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yes. If you're struggling to say something, don't say anything.
Okay.
If you're struggling to find words, just silence, because you're going to end up saying something that you feel is helpful,
right.
But. So I had somebody tell me one of the reasons why I probably got cancer is because I drank too much coffee.
Oh boy.
And then there's always this one. So, losing my hair was very traumatic, and I had a dear friend, say, well, I know somebody who their hair didn't grow back. Oh, I didn't even know that was an option.
Right.
I'm like, that's an option?
Right.
It may not grow back?
Great.
And I know it's nobody is being malicious or they're just really trying to be helpful. That's why the snarky cards, the ornery cards, So
say it in the card.
Say it in the card, or just be there in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a lot of recipes, like, you need to eat, you know, this diet will help you. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I was juicing prior to cancer and worked out 6 days a week and ate all the right things, and I got cancer. So now you're telling me.
Right. That you keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. You're like, oh, wait, hold
so
piece.
Here, yeah. Here, you need to eat this ginger three times a day. Yeah. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, and here, rub basil oil behind your ear. And,
yeah, it's just yeah. all kinds of stuff.
And up and down.
You get a lot of things you just don't use. So many blankets, so many things. And I think really taking the time to know the person and what their needs are, to actually give them items that they will use and that will yeah. help them.
I think as as a human, our nature is to
help.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I think a lot of times these acts come from, what can I do to help?
Yes,
this makes me
always.
Feel better to give mm-hmm. you something. So here you go.
Yes.
I think sometimes you just feel like you have to check a box and it's mm-hmm. like, okay.
Yeah.
But I love speaking to your point of, well, give that person something that is meaningful, that has relevance in their life and isn't just a box you checked just to make yourself yeah. feel better. It's like, no, take the time.
And everybody wants to do something for you. And it's really wonderful. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you'll see people come out of, like, you haven't mm-hmm. talked to in years. And then you also see people who you're close to back away because they don't want to see you sick or they can't emotionally deal with it themselves. Mm-hmm. So you kind of weed out, you know, the yeah. people. That, I mean, I had a ton of friends before cancer. I think I have my bestie, you know?
Yeah.
I have a couple really good friends now. So it's eye-opening. You really see who's going to be there for you and mm-hmm. who can't take, you know, the yeah. hurt and the pain themselves.
I think that's always okay, though, because they were in your mm-hmm. moment in your life
yes.
for a reason, and that is okay to let them go.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And as we become mm-hmm. more, I think, more of ourselves through growth
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
questioning and mm-hmm. awakenings, you do find those people that are meant to be there.
Yes. Yeah.
For the long haul.
I love it. And this is when we talk in bumper stickers. There's
we do.
One that I love. It's a friend. You have friends that come for either a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I mean, when yes. you find your lifetime friends, you're like, yeah, girl.
Yep.
This is it. Mm-hmm. This is good. Mm-hmm. But you do have those people that are there to teach you mm-hmm. a lesson. And it's sometimes it's not an easy one.
And no. And people, I truly believe, are in your life for one reason or mm-hmm. another, whether it is for a season mm-hmm. or permanent. And that's okay, you know? Like you said, they're there to teach you something. And
right.
at that time, they're giving you something that you need. But we all grow mm-hmm. and change. And so I think that's just part of nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. And there have been some humans that I've been interacting with. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to learn from you?
Yeah.
Well, what are yes. you here to teach me? Because well, yes, this is getting tricky.
Yeah. Or what can I teach you?
Yes. 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 And I don't know if I have the patience. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I always, you can choose your battles.
I know. And I always say, like, some humans, I'm like, okay, this is, you're teaching me patience. And I mm-hmm. think I've given birth to some of them. And I'm like, so you're here to teach me patience.
Oh, yeah. I've three of them. Yes. Right. Yeah. I think your kids are your biggest, like, teachers. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always like, Professor Ruby Jane, what are we learning today? Like,
yes.
there's always a lesson. I'm like, wow, okay.
And none of us teach get so mom much. Of the year, you know?
No.
Like, I feel like we are always constantly growing as mothers as well. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you sit, you're like, oh my gosh, wait, that came out completely wrong. Wait, no,
right,
no,
wait,
forget that
on.
I said that.
Just I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean it. No, don't repeat that. No.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you know what? Just talk to your therapist about this in about 10 years, and
yes.
I'll cover the bill. It's fine.
Yes.
I'm very sorry that came out the way that it did.
And I'll go with you.
Shoot. Yeah,
therapy if you
yeah,
want.
It's fine. It's on my tab. It's good. It's good. Don't you worry about that, bud. You're good.
I love it.
Yeah. I was really super honest when I said this is part one. So yeah. we do want you to come back.
Yes. Anytime.
I'm absolutely obsessed with you. I think that your message is perfect. I could not say it enough. And I'm so sorry if I'm repeating myself over and over again because I would never get tired of saying that.
I
love your story and so I know everyone else will. How can we find you?
Facebook. Mm-hmm. At Wig Lady Boutique. Instagram.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you
Twitter.
The Wig Lady on Instagram?
It's all of them are the same. I think it's at
Wig Lady Boutique.
Yeah,
I always link in the show notes, but I was going to say it too.
Wig Lady Boutique.
Yeah, Wig Lady Boutique. Yeah.
And your store is called Awakenings.
Awakenings Boutique. Yes.
And are you available? Is there a website as well for Awakenings that we can...
We have a wonderful website. We actually have people come from all over and travel hours because of the website. Yeah.
Great.
It's very user-friendly. There's a lot of really great information on there, education about wigs and pictures of real women wearing the hair. And then testimony. You know, it just, it gives... It already provides that safe place prior to getting to Awakenings. So.
Oh, love it.
I love that. I love that. Okay, we always end with a couple questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's your favorite holiday tradition?
Oh, my gosh. I love Thanksgiving. And I know that's kind of generic, but it's like the first day I feel like I can relax and just enjoy and be thankful. Because go, 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 go. Even at the corporate world. Yeah. Always on call. Always working, always going, and it's like, okay, Thanksgiving gives me that day.
Yes.
The first day, you know.
The first day.
Of the holiday to just do nothing. Like, and I love, oh my gosh, I love the parade. The Macy's Parade.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I watched it on DVR.
I'm like, everyone is talking, I'm like, shh, please be quiet. It's yes, and right. The dog show.
Yes.
I didn't get the dog show this year.
Gosh. Those are
traveling, but yeah.
That's what I do is I... Watch that.
I mean, I get so excited to see those dogs. I'm like, they have better hair than most humans.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, dang.
They're a glam squad.
No, it's true. Yes, and those dogs, adorable. They get it. They're like, take my picture. No, yes. Really.
They're
take
like, more. Okay, here we go.
This is this is the good angle. Get me here.
I'm like, I was so upset.
They
pose.
Yeah, they do.
Like this. I was so upset because they were going to have to ground the balloons.
The balloons.
And I was like, no, this is not happening.
It was like DEFCON 1. Like,
yes,
it was going down.
It's the coldest second time Thanksgiving parade in history.
It was cold. Yeah, the coldest
degrees.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The wind was so like
I thought
crazy.
Al Roker's little face was just going to like burst. I'm like,
poor guy.
He is very uncomfortable right now. I mean,
he's a little cold. God bless him.
And my last question.
Oh, wait, I have one.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, you have. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you team coffee or team wine?
Yes.
That's not fair.
That was my question.
Oh, was it?
No, that's both.
You're like, wait, listen, I love both.
Because it's you know, different times of the day, usually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, yeah. Both.
And what is your Starbucks drink?
So, right now, it is a venti pumpkin spice. 2 pumps of pumpkin, almond milk, 6 shots of espresso.
Yep.
Yes, people. Mm-hmm. She said 6.
Yes. And really, it's not that. I mean, you kind of work your way up. You build a tolerance.
you build a tolerance.
Did you start with like 1 and then you worked your way up to 6? I need to know how this happened.
I don't remember. I really don't. I mean, I'm sure I stopped. I started at one point, you know, with something, but... I don't know.
And for those that don't know Heidi, she is like a chihuahua on Red Bull. So like the fact that she has 6 shots of espresso in her coffee, I'm like, oh dear God. I'm a little
it's
nervous
like
about your heart rate.
Six,
like,
I mean, Shannon doesn't drink caffeine, not really.
No.
She doesn't drink coffee at
but
all.
But it's because like I'm already like, all
yeah. One time she drank caffeine, she's still calming down for me. It was like 5 years ago I gave it to her. I was like, oh my gosh, this is you on caffeine.
Like, I told you, spy, you don't do it.
I can't deal with her. These little energy drinks that we drink, like, that's about it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all I can do.
Because if you give her caffeine, she's like running around the sofa.
I know. I have to have a lot of it. One. I mean, I don't drink it throughout the day. Yeah. So if you think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of people drink all day long. I just do it up front. I get it over with. I do it in the morning, and then I'm good.
And you're dead. I love it.
That's the reason I love you.
No. I do have one more question. Do you have a song that makes you feel like a badass?
Ooh.
Because you are a survivor. You flip cancer off every day. I need to know, like, what is
Demi,
going through
Demi
your...
Demi Lovato, Confident.
Okay, yes.
I've never heard... Do I know this song?
Oh, it's what? Yes. And my daughter and I, every day in the morning, we dance to that. Because it's, have you seen Leap?
Yes.
Okay, that's the song that they have the dance off to at the end.
Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So she's like, can you play the ballerina song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we like, and we dance.
Yes.
On our way to school.
All right, I'll put it on the playlist.
I love
I'll
it.
Put it on the Spotify playlist.
Mm-hmm. That is so great. Well, yeah. Heidi, thank you so much for coming in. This was such a treat.
Beautiful. Yes. Inside and out.
And thank you for sharing your light with this community. I mean, we are so lucky to have you here.
Oh, I'm so lucky to have the community.
Yay. And come back for like part two, part seven.
Yes, I'll be back with my coffee.